near their forfeit.
To win any motherfucker always be funny.
Nice work, you dunce.
Oh, we're ready.
Are we live?
Oh, we're live.
Hey,
introduction.
Hello, everybody.
Yo,
hello, everybody.
The fuck is up?
Welcome to another The Stool Podcast. We got a special guest. We got everybody here today. This is gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a fun one.
This is gonna be a fun episode.
You know me, Johnny, aka Johnny Savage. Welcome again to another episode. And to my right, got Anthony.
What's good? What's happening,
there he is.
Everybody?
Look at it. He got the new stash. You guys see that?
Hey, you guys ever seen... Doing my best Andrew Schultz impression over here.
You seen Invincible? He's got a Viltrumite. Yeah. And we got Mick on the boards again today.
Yo, what's up, guys?
And then right behind, and right behind him, we got MC Mega.
Hey, MC Mega with the elephant pants. You know we do it, dog.
And then in studio today,
our guest,
Mr. Uncle Bassy?
Uncle Bassy.
We clarified like five times. I'll act like I didn't hear the first one.
Yeah, we'll do it again. And in studio, guys, very special guest. One of the best. I mean, hey, you ever seen his Twitch streams? Super sick, super fun. I love watching all his videos. They're creative. They make me laugh. This guy could freestyle. His Torta Christmas song is one of the funniest shits I've ever heard in my life. We should watch that because you'll like it.
I'm definitely done.
Because you'll like it. It's crazy.
No, he won't like it. He will love it.
Love it. Okay,
love
okay.
It. Love it. This is a
we
guarantee.
Got in studio today, Mr. Uncle Bassy.
What up? Appreciate y'all having me here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Let's pull this down just a little bit for you. Okay.
There we go.
There we go. I want to like all up in your face. We need to get a new thing over here. That thing's too tall.
Yeah, we
is that
get
too
one
tall
those,
or
like,
am I too not tall?
We could get one of those like lav attachments. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's like kind of free form and you kind of move it around. Anyways, Uncle Bassy, go ahead and tell us.
What's going on?
Tell us the game. Tell us your whole
a little bit about
thing.
Yourself.
Yeah, I just be doing shit. That's really it. I stream. I do YouTube. If I were to tell you what like genre of content I'm in, I wouldn't even know. I really just be doing shit. That's it. So,
how did you kind of get into doing it?
It started like completely different than where it's at now. It started from me like, all right. So once upon a time, I was like, damn, some girls are out here making hella money on OnlyFans, right?
Right.
That's crazy. You don't need much. You just need titties and an iPhone, and you could make like hella money. So that's wild. I'm like,
preach that all day over here.
Right. And I'm like, that seems so like. Cool, just to be able to make that much money from the crib like that. I'm like, what's like the male equivalent of that? Like, obviously, I don't want to sell my titties, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, the male equivalent, like, it's kind of streaming, you know? Like, yeah. Guys
I mean,
be doing the same
it
shit.
It could be profitable.
It could. No, it definitely would.
How it could be profitable?
No. It would. But I was like, it's kind of streaming. Like, I could just be home playing video games. I'm going to play anyway. I might as well stream myself, true. Make extra money.
What was the first game you started with?
Banjo-Kazooie.
Really?
Nice. No. Yes. I played NHL for like 2 days.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But then Banjo-Kazooie. Banjo was the first game I actually finished. Like on
that, honestly, that's the shit because I'm more of a nostalgic gamer.
Okay. Yeah.
I love N64, mm-hmm. PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. Yeah. I mean that's where it's at, dude. Brendan knows.
Yeah,
Brendan knows. That's
where
how
games.
We were raised. Is that shit? I mean, I like new modern games, you know, but they're also repetitive to me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? They're all pretty much the same thing. And those games of that generation had a lot of characters. So that's cool that you stream older games too. So.
Yeah, I love those games. It started with a lot of retro games. It was that.
Nice.
Super Mario 64.
Hell yeah.
Ooh,
nice.
You
great
speak
game.
My language, guys.
Conker's Bad Fur Day. I don't know how with that one.
That is
I love that game. Yeah.
Conker's is the jam.
Yeah.
Conker's is the jam.
Conker's
I remember
awesome, dude.
Getting in trouble playing Conker's.
Play?
Yeah, mm-hmm. playing Conker's because of some of the shit that took place in that game. And my mom just caught it because back in the day, I don't know if this was the same for everybody here, but if you had a game system, it wasn't hooked up to a TV in your bedroom, in your private space. It was just the living room.
The one TV in the house. Yeah.
So if your mom caught that shit, and Conker's had a bunch of fucking crazy shit.
Flower with big ass titties. And
yeah, the flower titties.
So she was like, what are you fucking playing right now? And
yeah.
That was a great game, dude.
Over. Mm-hmm. Back to the Sega Genesis for me.
Yeah, no. Hey, you remember on Conker's Bad Fur Day? I don't know why it's one of my favorites, but it's like somewhere in the beginning of the game, the cut scene with the guy, his name's Beardy. He's like, what's your name? He's like, my name's Beardy. And he's like, but you haven't got a beard. He's like, no, Beardy. I scare birds because he's like a scarecrow or some shit. That shit just always cracked me up. I don't know why. Love that game.
Is that why you have a beard now? Is that because of Beardy? That was the whole reason.
That was the whole reason.
I love the one where the shovel and like the pitchfork are talking to each other. The one tries to hang himself, but he don't have a neck. So he's just kind of hanging out there. He doesn't have a neck.
I mean, it was literally a game that was like, it was made for the adults who made it.
Yeah.
And then that translated into the next generation of kids that we were, you know, we were all like, you know, 10 to 14 year olds, you know, taking in this information. And we're like, what is happening? And that built literally how we are, our current senses of humor, you know, currently how we laugh at shit. Yeah. You know, that I would definitely grant that game a lot of credit to my sense of humor.
Me too. Great game. You started off with retro games.
Yeah, awesome. Retro game. That was going to be like my thing. I'm like, ah, fuck it. Like, I'll play retro games on stream. And then I just started playing everything and I had fun with it. And it turned in from, I'm going to game anyway, might as well make money with it, to like, nah, this has to be the shit I'm doing full time one day.
Yeah,
like,
that's dope.
Yeah, especially all these IRL streamers popping off. It's like, I could just hang out with the homies on camera and get paid. That's like my favorite thing to do in the world, is just hang out with the homies and laugh.
I'm very jealous of that, honestly. As a person, I mean, I have a 9-to-5 job that, you know, just like I go to. That's how I make my money. And then, you know, looking at like that as a revenue, you know, as a point of revenue, I'm just like, all right, how do I fucking do something?
Yeah. it's so fun doing it. I can't wait till I can do it full time, because it's like, this is, even before I started streaming, like my favorite thing to do is just hang out with the homies and that's it. Just laugh and like enjoy life and shit. So I'm like, if we could do that on camera and get paid and make my living off that, that would be crazy.
That's sick. Yeah, yeah, so that's super sick.
That's where I'm going with it.
Hell yeah.
You were previewing the song before the stream started. What you want to play something?
You want to play one of your tracks?
Let's do it.
I think I have the video pulled up there for you, Mike.
Which one? I just dropped one on Friday, actually.
Oh, you dropped another
Chicken
one.
Chicken Ease is what it's called. Chicanese, not
okay. Yeah. Hey, no, don't worry, you're safe here.
Since we have you here, you break down the name for us. You explain.
I kind of explain it in the first bar of the song.
Want to play that one, or do you have it on YouTube?
It should be the most recent video. If you go to videos right there, it's the most recent one on my channel.
So you have a music video for that one too?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Let's go. Fuck it. Hey, yeah, let's play the new song.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Completely fucking around and bullshitting with the music video.
Chicanese.
Even using words, the booty speak to me. I'm speaking back because I'm fluent in Chicanese.
I get it.
Bitch thick as fuck, look like Squidward in season 3. We ate them patties. What I'm saying, walking around dragging the fatties.
Be having fun.
Shout out to Uncle Bass, he had to say my name. TikTok, they don't never tag me. Bitch, I'm cold as fuck, I might just pop.
It's actually true, they never tag me on TikTok.
They don't.
Yeah, people, they really don't.
People don't want to give credit for videos that you actually did.
I'm about to overdose. 3 honey packs back to back is bad for my health. I just ate 2 chicken sandwiches. That's bad for my belt. Got your fucking Betsy. That's bad for yourself. Y'all taking hoes on $1,000 dates. That's bad for your wealth. Come on.
There's me swimming. Getting some laps.
Moving on a run. Trying to find a bitch in love with, I don't know one. Never see me outside with a bitch without her toes done. Never see me outside at all. I need to touch grass.
It's great.
The said to fuck bass. But I ain't even fucking with these hoes. I'll probably just pass. I ordered her an Uber home. I gave her as a bus pass. True, true.
Choo choo bitch. That's a t-shirt.
Choo choo bitch.
Choo
choo bitch.
Exactly.
That's a fucking t-shirt, bro.
If you listen to like the ad libs, I was like, yo, ordered her an Uber home. I gave her ass a bus pass. And I was just ad libbing just like off the head. I was like, yeah, choo choo bitch. And then I was like, that's a train. That's not a bus. That's a train. So you hear it in the song, I'm like, oh, that's a train.
That's what makes it funny, though.
I gotta leave that in.
It comes off ironic that way. Mm-hmm. It really does.
That's pretty good. I like
but
this.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love comedic music. To me, I've always wanted to do something like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not confident enough. I just feel too silly. But this is this rules to me. This
I appreciate
rules.
It.
And I think you kind of you own it. Like you even said mm-hmm. before, you know, we started recording, and you were just like, it's like. I kind of just like stumbled into this shit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You gotta have skills to make some funny bars.
Was that?
What?
You gotta have skills to make some funny bars.
I think you do it well.
I appreciate you. Yeah, well, thank man. You. It just came from us freestyling and fucking around. And it was, so that's what you were saying. Yeah, you were like, you just kind of jumped into music. So it started from probably my biggest clip to this day, besides the Christmas one.
That shit is so funny, dude.
It was me and the homie freestyling. Shout out the homie Newts. We were freestyling and he got up to like get water or something, and I was like, "Oh, when he comes back, I'm gonna make it gay as hell." See his reaction.
Oh, that one.
So he comes back, and I start rapping about bouncing ass, and like it was like a 40-second thing maybe, and the clip went crazy. Page, it was my biggest clip at the time. I had like 4 million on my account. Hella other accounts were posting it for like millions. Everyone's like, "Yo, make it a full song." So I did. And to put it into perspective, my most viewed video aside from that on YouTube, not clips, but like full length video. I think it's like 3,000 views. Bounce My Ass is at like 300K. So like that did wonders for my channel.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So I made it into a full song and like that shit just kind of took off. And that's to this day, I dropped that song over like a year and a half ago. But to this day, people pop in my chat and just, yo, bounce my ass. And they'll just type all the lyrics. I'm like, I made the lyrics. I know what they are. But,
yo, Mick, I sent it to the chat, dude. Play that shit. That shit is so funny. That was one of the first things that I seen before I even met you. Like, that's why when you came through my shop, I was like, this motherfucker looks so familiar. I don't know where I've seen him. And so I started talking. I was like, yes, okay. Now I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
The bounce my ass one?
Yeah, yeah.
That's that top one right there. Yeah. I think that's me. Other accounts reposted, but yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I pulled it from your account.
Okay.
Yeah, these motherfuckers don't tag you.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, I noticed
that. Wild? I find that to be the wildest thing.
I noticed it because his stuff started popping up and I was looking for your account before because I was really like, I know I fucking seen this guy before. So I was like looking around and I was like, where the fuck did I see this guy? Yeah. And then once we actually exchanged information, I was like, oh, and then your shit started popping up in my feed, but not you. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And on TikTok, they're making money too. It's like, make money off me. I don't give a fuck. Just tag me. Like, just give me credit.
Yeah,
give me some
credit. That way you could at least get a little bit of drip revenue from it too.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I find craziest about social media. And it's why I don't post a lot is because like literally like I my content, my stuff that I do is very valuable.
Yeah,
it's very valuable to me. And not in a sense that I feel like I need to make money off of it. Not in that sense. In the sense that like I feel like the people I share, the people I share it with, the people that I put it out to, I want it to be my direct fan base and people that support what I do. Not people that are going to slow down the song and then do a fucking lip sync video to the song. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's like that. That's kind of like a bastardization of what I was doing in the first place. You know what I mean? So I mean that to me is the hardest part for me. Like when it comes to posting stuff, and it's like, I mean, I don't even know how you fathom that, especially if you have like something with 300K views and then people are just like capitalizing off of that emptily. That's crazy.
Yeah. Dude, luckily now crazy. I'm at a point where, oh my bad, go ahead.
Flip, I want to see it. The anticipation is killing me.
That's true. Yeah, we had to sit in here for a minute.
Yeah, we got to actually see the video then.
Yeah. We yap a lot.
I'm gonna make it gay as hell and just see his reaction.
Hey, looking out, thank you. Alright, I'll go first though, yeah?
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
Yeah. This is freestyle too.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning, bounce my ass.
I'll tell you right now.
Then I go outside and bounce my ass on a good looking dude. Bounce my ass in public, bounce my ass up in the lunch line. Even bounce my ass up in the office when it's crunch time.
Yep.
Bounce my ass when I get drunk and bounce it to get sober. And you know I'm bouncing ass when all the homies coming over.
Talk to them.
Bounce it with my friends and I bounce it on my enemies. The other day I bounced my ass so hard I got an injury.
Holy shit, dude.
Me in trouble. The other day I bounced my ass so hard I pulled a muscle. Got a boxing champion and I'ma keep on grinding for it. Other day I bounced my ass so hard I tore my spinal cord. Why are you hyping me up?
He's like, I was fire. So yeah, that was freestyle. I'll say this. I don't want to take credit for what I'm not doing. So I'll say that was freestyle, but that's a lot of people don't know the difference between a freestyle and like off the dome, right? So I was in the shower as he's pulling up. I'm knowing he's about to like pull up. We're gonna freestyle on stream. I'm like, it would be funny if I said some gay shit. So I'm coming up with that in the shower like 30 minutes before we start the stream.
Yeah.
We find a beat, I spit it. That's how it happened. Yeah, like, I mean, off the dome, I don't know if I could do that.
That's the weirdest thing.
That's still
thing.
Very good for
people don't measure
barely getting into it.
Writing, sorry, dude.
No, go ahead. No.
But people don't measure writing lyrics in the time aggregate.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's crazy. Okay, so Brendan, do you freestyle?
Yeah.
Yes.
You freestyle. Okay, so maybe you could relate to this point. Here's how I looking at, like, I look at writing freestyles. You basically have one end of the spectrum where it's like, you could pop shit right off the dome, even if it's like lines maybe you thought of in the past or whatever. That's what you want to sound clever or cool. Stuff armed up. And then along that aggregate, you have stuff you came up with literally 10 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago in preparation. And then you have literally lyrics that you sat down with and fucking, all right, I'm making these lyrics for this song. Mm-hmm. Okay. So on that spectrum, you have like sitting down, writing lyrics, having it prepped and doing it that way. And on the other end, you have doing it 5 minutes before.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle, you have stuff that's sort of like prepped up, like stuff that's in there, that's like in here. So when you talk about like freestyling rap, it's kind of nebulous. It's kind of just like this, there's no kind of definition to how to do it, because even some of the greatest rappers who will, all right, cool, we're going to throw it on a beat, do something for 2 minutes for us. You know, they'll give you a cipher like that's like, okay, cool. 50% of it was off the dome,
mm-hmm.
and 50% of it was kind of in the can. You know what I mean? So that's where I get kind of tossed up with that, like, because I've seen shit. We've probably, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but like I've seen Shia LaBeouf fucking rap some sick shit, and I was like, whoa, and I was kind of impressed. Yeah. But who knows that was? He's an actor.
Yeah.
Who knows if that was in the fucking can or not, you know?
No.
Yeah, the word freestyle just means like that it's stylistically free. You feel me? Like,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it was. It's like, it might be like a lot of times when I'm freestyling on stream and shit like that, I'll think of a hard ass punchline in the shower. Be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I got to use that one day. They throw on the beat. I start going off the dome, whatever I can think of in the moment. And then I'll find a way to work to that punchline.
Right.
And then it's back to like what I'm doing, you know? That's how at least to me, that's how you freestyle.
Very
goes,
similar
you know?
To joke writing, very similar to music writing, but in a way where it's like you're arming shit up. You're loading your shotgun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That instead of just like going, you know what I mean? I don't know how else to describe it, but that's kind of how I would equate it is basically it's like having this, sometimes you're really like prepared. Like sometimes you'll build a fucking, a song, an entire piece of music around like a thing that you wrote, a lyrical line that you wrote.
Yeah.
And you could build it from there. That's how in the foundation that is. And then sometimes you'll be recording along to that song and then you'll spit out a lyric that comes off the top of your head and you're like, oh, I want to keep that. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's all on that spectrum. It's all on that, that wavelength of like I wouldn't even say what relates to people, but just like what you think would relate to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like the hip hop, like, or older MCs have said that coming up with a freestyle doesn't mean necessarily rap coming off, doesn't necessarily mean rapping all the way off the dome.
Yeah. It's,
you can even quote some verses from the past or, but then you're mixing it up. You're just kind of like putting together a performance for people really quick, showing your skill level.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming off the dome, it just freestyle off the dome is a whole different thing, and it kind of doesn't matter.
That's why it's more impressive to me. Yeah, if you could really, really freestyle like, for like 2 minutes straight, like I'm
impressive.
Like, dude, hands off, you're a fucking god.
Yeah,
and I feel that shit's crazy.
I feel like it really doesn't matter unless you're inside some kind of competition, situation where there's like, okay, like the Freestyle Olympics back in the day with ID and abilities, and the, I mean, when Idea battled and Scribble Jam and all that kind of shit. Who was just coming off the dome? Yeah, you saw your opponent that 5 minutes before, and they get the 1 minute clown this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but go ahead.
That's two different skill sets, and you can mix them together a little bit. For the most part, it's like it's all hip hop still. Yeah.
It's all hip hop.
I get what people are saying with that. Yeah, it's all hip hop.
I noticed like different, just, you know, because I'm a hip hop head too. A lot because of Brandon got me into hip hop, like. Crazy hip hop when I was younger, and so I noticed like Eminem can actually off the dome think of a lot of shit, but I know that he pulls some shit too, you know, that he's had, you know. It's like Tech N9ne is one of my other favorites, like top for me. He writes a lot of his shit and he just has it. Like he knows verses that he wrote. Cause when I see him do freestyles, I'm like, oh, he's freestyling like this one song that he ended up writing like a year after.
And yeah.
Actually put those into a track, you know? So I just noticed that. I was like, oh, so he does it kind of like different, you know? It's not all off the dome. It's like stuff that he wrote down. You can tell because he'll have it like pieces, bits and pieces in different song, in different freestyles. And then I noticed that like someone like Harry Mack literally is off the dome all of it. And it's like
he's a phenom.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Completely crazy. How does he do that? He does tours the country doing that.
I guarantee you he's a person who, since he was like 12 years old, has been obsessed with rap. And every single second he gets by himself, he's practicing. Because, I mean, to have the library of sentences, because it's not a library of vocabulary, not a library of words. That's something I'm familiar with. I know that. You know that I have a vocabulary. I could fucking say words and blah, 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 blah for a long time. But to do them in rhythm and with purpose like that is crazy.
That's the hard part.
That's crazy.
It's putting all those things like my processing power is not that fast. I remember me and Brandon were talking about
it. I need 4 more gigabytes of memory.
I told Brandon, I was like, yo, I don't freestyle. Because we were getting into a conversation about that the other day.
Pull up the cypher beat that we wanted to do.
And Nick, I was like, I don't freestyle. I don't know how to do that. That's just not in my wheelhouse. I can't do that. Yeah. I write. I write. And he's like, don't tell me you don't freestyle. He doesn't.
I'll tell you because of the theme of the episode, if we don't finish with us, the four of us at least, maybe
trying
even Mick,
trying
to freestyle.
Let's do it.
If we don't try,
I'm with it.
I'll try it if you guys try it.
So Brandon doesn't see me as an MC no more. He sees me as just a rapper. He's like, oh, he's a fucking SoundCloud rapper.
Because you're right. But that's exactly sort of speaking to my point.
Oh, that's why he's laughing.
That's why he's fucking.
That's fucked up, Brandon.
At the fucking roots.
I thought we were
that digs at his roots. But I mean that's exactly my point, man. Is where it's like, okay, there's these different talent bases, right? Yeah. The two spectrums of talents: lyrical writing, which I would say I take pride in sitting down, being able to fucking formulate a song that the lyrics are all like cohesive and like, oh, dude, I'm proud of how this comes across. Mm-hmm. And then there's like the times where, like you said, you kind of stumbled into this and you end up just kind of spitting out funny things and then you get a song. You know, that's another talent. That's a different talent. It's sort of the same.
Yeah, that's what he told me too. Brandon said it was the same. He's like, just do it in the moment. I'm like,
right.
I can't. My brain doesn't process like that.
But it's still, honestly, both of them, I would say both talents are like this admirable thing.
I love writing too. I write way more than I freestyle. That's like my younger years, my 20s. When we had that conversation, it wasn't that recent.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, more vicious person as far as MCing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Brandon the shit talker.
I'm a fucking hippie now. Like,
they both have their place for sure. It's like everything written is going to be better because you have time to work on it and shit. Right. Like I could freestyle and just go and go. People are like, yo, it's crazy, but it's not that crazy. It's just crazy that you could do it in the moment.
Right.
You know? Yeah. That's what makes it crazy. It's about having fun and
spontaneity of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I could say the most basic bars, but if I say them off the top in the spot, like, okay, like it might kind of be something, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, what would you say the ratio of a hit versus miss is on that, where you say a line, you're like, I think this is cool, and then it's like no one fucking clicks on it?
With a full clip, because I don't know about lines, but like with a full like clip that I post, I don't know, it's so weird. Some of my ones that I thought were like not that good at all, like for example the Torta Christmas one,
I didn't even
know if that was gonna go crazy at all. But then I had another one we just did, which was like off the dome freestyle. And it was called like Show Me Your Feet. And we weren't even rapping. Like we were just singing. We were just singing on like a smooth, like indie pop kind of beat. And I thought that one was going to go stupid. And it just didn't. It got like nothing compared to my other ones. So I have no idea at all. The only one I could really kind of tell was Bounce My Ass. I knew that one was going to go crazy. And then one we did after called like Drink and Drive.
Okay.
Who doesn't want to click on a video called Drink and Drive?
That's
you know?
Drink and Drive.
Yeah.
Wait, start all over, dude.
All right, this was around Christmas time.
This shit is so funny. This shit had me cracking. That was like one of the, those are the two videos I seen.
Torta 2 pounds. Can't be too big, but she gotta be round. She's huffing and puffing to get up the stairs.
I'm tired.
Don't sit down, you might break my chair. Give me a Gorlock to clap. Who got rolls in the front and the back? I feel like my little leg bones might just snap. If she sits on my lap.
Holy shit, dude. You have bars. I will definitely say, like, you are good at writing lyrics.
Appreciate it.
All right. If you're Gorlock, we can take a ride, but you might lower my car. Need me a torta to cook me some.
Pretty funny.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I was just going. Like I said, I just be having fun with this shit. Like,
that just makes me miss Christmas.
I know.
Yeah, right? Can't come fast enough.
I mean, I can't express how much. Like, I mean, you're clever. You're clever. Your lyrics are clever, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I try.
Very clever. Yeah, very clever. I mean, even if you know you started kind of incidentally, and did you like used to like freestyle with your buddies and stuff?
So I'm kind of a hip hop head too. I love music, all music really, but like hip hop has always been like my favorite, right? And just growing up, just in high school, it's how we would like pass the time and shit like that. We all just kind of freestyle. And then yeah, that's why when I started like doing content, I was like, oh, people like this shit. Like this is entertainment right here. So yeah, pretty much. I just kept doing it, had fun with it. And I love music too much to not do this. Even if it is around, like I think until I'm dead, like until I'm done streaming, done doing content. I'm always probably going to do at least like maybe one song a year or something like that just because I have fun with this so much.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, to me,
it's part of your content now.
I'm not a person who's like, I put a lot of stock into, you know, trying to make my livelihood off of the stuff that I produce. So having fun with it is sort of a payoff of doing it that way. And so if you're just having fun doing what you're doing, then fucking keep on doing it.
Plus, that's why I got into this. Like the whole point was for me to do work that didn't feel like work. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I got to remind, that's something I've been trying to do lately within this last like month or two, is get back to that mindset of like, yo, I got to be having fun with what I'm doing. Like,
yeah.
Because when I have fun, those are my best videos. Like I watch my old videos and I see me actually laughing with the homies, like I have fun watching it, you know?
Yeah.
It translates
doesn't
so
feel
well.
Like, does it feel like something you're doing intentionally? It's just sort of
natural. Yeah, it's just natural.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Hey, so you also brought a song to share, right? Denzel Curry.
Oh, yeah. I was just feeling it. Like, I got like a new favorite song every week. So
yeah, nice.
That's the song of the week.
But that's the point. That's the reason why we ask that question, because like we all are onto something, you know, whatever the next thing we're listening to.
I would love
sometimes
to do that as a segment,
shit.
Like Bop of the Week. You know what I mean? Something like that. Bop of the Week.
Yeah,
what do you guys think?
You sounds know? Like you're about to bring in the hood rap, but bring in the Bop of the Week. But yeah, you know.
I didn't say Thought of the Week. I said Bop of the Week.
Still, depending on your bop definition.
let's consult Urban Dictionary, please.
You know what I'm saying? Don't spare none. Let's go.
I don't think I heard this song.
This whole album is crazy. I've been known to spend a lot like Bob Barker, the Price is Right. Being broke, my kryptonite. Being rich, my superpower. Smoking on these bitter niggas. In my hood, we call it sour. From the south side of FLA. Been through. Yeah, his album was my favorite last year. Like all the albums
Denzel?
That came out. Yeah, of all the 2024 albums.
The thing with Denzel, like when he first came out, I was not digging his shit, you know?
Yeah.
At all. But then like later on, like he kind of grew on me, and he has some tracks that are actually pretty sick.
Yeah, and
you know, he kind of went to the roots a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I'm not too big a fan of like conscious hip hop or anything. So like, there was a couple albums where that's like what it is that he was making.
Yeah.
But like this, I feel like the world needed like a hard ass like southern trap sounding kind of album like this.
Yeah,
like
I
feel like this came at a perfect time, and it was so good too. Like every track on this album is crazy.
I have to check it out.
That's my favorite album.
Mexican
of this,
OT
sure.
is super sick.
Oh yeah.
So I got a question for you, dude. So when you
pause it, dude.
I'll put it back. No, when you listen to new music, I mean, what gets you excited about music? Is it the way it's mixed? I mean, what's the first thing that gets you like riled up about how a song that you in your mind know it's good just because it is this thing?
Honestly, it could be anything. I'd say I say energy gets me hyped a lot. Like energy. More than like I love Chief Keef, but let's be honest, like Chief Keef ain't lyrically really doing shit. But like yeah. he just comes with energy. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like energy kind of grabs my attention more than a lot of things, but it could be anything. Like I've been going through like a Stevie Wonder phase lately where I've just been listening to a bunch of Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
Nice.
Is it just the way the catchiness of it? Is
that it could be at times. I really there's nothing I can really point to.
His vocal range.
Yeah, like I said, it could be anything. I really don't even know. But energy is like a main thing.
Can you name like instruments on track? Let's say awesome. Like right now, currently, like three people that are like connecting with you right now. Three artists
at the moment. Again, this is the same thing. It changes like every week. But at the moment, I've been going listening to a lot of MF Doom.
Everybody gets into their MF Doom phase.
At some point, you start rapping. I think it's a. Huh? Are you
Doom
in your late 20s?
Doom is secretly a conscious rapper.
I'm 23.
Though.
Yeah, okay, is. So you're a little ahead of your game. Mm-hmm. You're ahead of the game.
Okay,
MF Doom phase was my 27, 28, 29. That's when
my MF Doom phase was 15.
15.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think I started listening to MF Doom when I was like, I don't know, 18, 19.
Yeah.
That's when I started listening to him.
So yeah, I'm just late to the game.
We're a lot
I'm
older
just super
than you.
Late to the
you
game.
You gotta realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm
too.
Late to the game too. I'm not gonna lie. I got put onto Doom when everybody else did.
We're
like after he died.
We're just old heads. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel it. I mean,
the
hey,
oldest.
It's good ass music back then.
Doom
and
like
now.
In 2003. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. At the moment, if I can give you three, it would be a lot of MF Doom. Kind of a lot of 3-6 Mafia lately. Mostly just that album.
Okay.
That's back in the day shit too. Actually.
Yeah, that's honestly also old head shit right there.
I mean, that kind of paved the way for shit like this, you know? Maybe not this song specifically, but this album.
I think there's a thing that's happening where people are because that
they're
music
realizing
is good.
Hip-hop is fucking gay as fuck right now.
Shut the fuck
that's
up.
That's what they're realizing?
No.
I don't know about that because I
think what's happening.
A lot of people are listening to old
is
shit.
Basically,
that's
okay,
what I'm saying.
So. In anything, just like what happened with rock and roll, and I would say in like the mid 90s, it got formalized. Like literally, you figure out the formula of a thing, and
formalized.
Then you could
like pop music.
You could, yeah, exactly. Turn it into pop. You could turn it into
pop.
Pop.
That's has
the,
a pop version
probably
of
the
it,
best
yeah.
equation.
Give me a high five.
But
there's hip hop and then there's hip hop.
Yep.
Oh,
two different
shit.
Things.
Brandon, you're on to something.
He's
there.
Right now.
Hip hop.
Hip, there's hip hop, then there's
hip hop. That is a thing. I'm
the
thing.
That's
so
why they call
that
him
term.
Gandalf the Black, right
I
there.
I love that term.
I got that from Binary Star, actually. By the way,
oh, okay. Binary Star is shit.
But I'm onto that tip. I love that. Basically, it's right on that same gravitational point of what I'm trying to say here is basically there's pop music that's made for the purpose of selling albums and. Moving units, these
yeah.
kind of things. And then there's the art. Like literally, there's the people who are trying to make an art out of an art form. And right now, I would say, especially, I know you don't probably consider yourself in this pocket, but I think what you do is also art. I know it's silly and
I appreciate
fun,
it, yeah. I kind of see it like that.
I still consider it art. I mean, whatever, dude. But yeah.
It is for sure.
But yet, when you do a thing that's unique and connects with people, why is it that it immediately needs to be serialized and turned into this thing, you know, where it's, okay, cool, how many millions of people can we get this into the heads of, you know what I mean? As opposed to, like, shit, like...
Yeah, it takes away from the creativity.
Yeah, you know, so it's to me, I'm more or less in the mindset of thinking about it in the sense of, like, even if you... You know, you have like your 300K video and you have your 3000K video. Right?
Yeah.
So you have those as a comparison. Still, 3000 is pretty fucking, it's nothing to fucking shake your hat at. It's actually pretty awesome that 3000 people still came and sat and watched and supported what you do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I like that, man. I like that element of just, like you said, you're going to make at least a video a year. Till you die.
Yeah, at least one song. Just you know, I have to. It's too much
I
fun.
Like that. I like the idea of just like, yeah, I'm having fun doing this thing.
I think more, to be honest.
Yeah,
but
dialing and having fun to where it's at while with all pressure. You want to make sure you're having fun first morning.
Yeah. That's important
I mean,
to me.
That's
man.
What leads
very
to
hella important to me.
That leads you to success.
Like, what is the point otherwise? I mean, I get, you know, yeah, okay, I get paid, get fucking, get
and
the,
people
ba-
like
get the
our,
bag.
People
get the
like
bag.
Authenticity.
Like
me, like your song. your song you with the, about the shake about the bopping ass.
Yeah,
people are like, okay, that's fucking funny because like in the moment they feel like they're in the moment with you and your homie.
Yeah,
like, yeah. That's what makes the connection. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean,
right.
So like anything else anyone's saying, like you know, you could put it to the side. Like just have fun for expressing yourself. People are always gonna see your authentic expression yourself, who you are. That's what you want to see. That's the key to streaming. Really, is being yourself because people are like, hey, I want to kick it with this person.
Mm-hmm. That's what I try to do.
In the current age, what do you think? Like, what do you think? I'm gonna ask you, Brandon, in particular. Okay. What do you think about like an artist that's like able to like, let's say they never go viral and do millions of views, but they're able to like pay for their lifestyle because of their YouTube revenue, Spotify revenue, or whatever, and they're able to just keep on doing it, and they make like, let's say just under 100 like actual like good songs, have good streams and everything. And like I said, they're making their living from it, but they're never like the biggest artist in the world. They're never the Lady Gaga. They're never the, you know what I mean? What's the message you have to a person like that? Like,
well, for me personally, that's a tough question, man.
Cause you're in it.
Yeah. That's literally me. Like, but I would say like, you know, it's not today's art is not measured by the skill that a person has or the process. People are disconnected from the process of music and arts because they're not seeing the process. They just see all these finished products, you know what I'm saying? So not everyone's gonna feel like an album that I put out that I played the drums and the guitar on and all kinds of shit, and I did all kinds of interesting things. They're not seeing the process.
They're not seeing the work.
And, you know, people are more about the hype and the progression of things like that, you know, especially online today. But that doesn't take away from other people's art or anything like that. I just know that me as a person, my art is not any less valuable than the next person. Because I don't get a lot of views. I know I've been.
My friend, we just aligned on something.
I understand a little bit of music theory. I know how to play guitar, bass, drums. Like, my know-how does not equate to how much.
And don't views you wish that carried as a currency that was as valuable as money?
Yeah.
Don't you wish it did? Because people like us, we carry that as a valuable currency, but we're literally lost among a sea of people that don't understand that as a valuable currency.
I feel like personally, I've always thrived of like building a community of tight knit homies and people online that really want to get graphic designs, want to get video work done, want to get. I have people that paid me just to, you know, put guitar on their tracks or put bass on their tracks or even mix their stuff down sometimes. The combination of everything that I do that pushes me forward, I'm just thankful for that. And this is what it is. It doesn't make me any less valuable than
I'm not super
known. You know what I mean? Because sometimes there's super, super known people that ask me for things. This album cover, like 20K or something. Make this, throw a guitar riff on this, pay you $200 and they have a premiere.
Yeah.
It's about building your network of your people.
That's very important. Have a solid ground.
Yeah. So, okay. So with Brandon's insight here, as a person who's just kind of jumped in to the whole kind of scene of music.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself like a musician or like you're just like,
That's a good question.
You're a visitor here? Or?
Are you in it for the long haul?
It's hard because at first I would say no. Because I was like, I respect music too much to call myself a musician.
I'm booking shows and I need artists. So if
I'm there. But no, at first I would have said no because I'm like I respect the rap game too much to call myself a rapper. But then after that, I was like, I like what I do. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, okay, how we were talking about earlier, I hate a song when I'm done with it. But if I don't listen for a couple months and then come back, I kind of fuck with it. So I'm like, I think I just got burnt out on it.
Yeah.
So I would consider myself a musician, because... Even though I don't do it, I still feel like, I mean, there's no way to say this without sounding big-headed, but I still feel like I'm good at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm doing some
shit. I mean, you clearly, if you're able to do some of the stuff, even just the sequence of doing the videos, when you do the videos, you're running, the camera's running, it's capturing you doing these things in sequence. You're not fucking up. I've done several videos where I'm like, okay, I'm going to record this, me playing this acoustic song, and then I have to do take after take because I fuck up. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a talent to be able to just nail it like that.
So also, for sure. You're only 23, bro. You can say you're resisting easy. Like you're starting. You're beginning your career. Some people don't start until they're late later sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're getting into it right now. You're starting. You don't know what's going to influence. You don't know what you might one day be like. No, I feel like learning how to play piano now because I've been rapping for so long. Yeah. I feel like learning how to play, like learn how to do more this kind of production now.
That
like,
actually does kind of lead to a question I wanted to ask earlier. Are you like musically inclined in other ways, or are you?
No,
just,
but I want to be. I've like thought about it a couple times. I've like I want to learn how to play piano or something. Yeah. Like how you said, but
start with piano, man. Honestly, we'll do our old, you know, Instagram shit, and I'll send you some links to a guy who's been basically teaching me through just videos how to just do basic progressions on piano. It's very easy, very simple stuff.
Yeah, I really want to because like I said, I like all kinds of music, but that's always been kind of a goal of mine. Like, okay, as soon as I'm making enough off like YouTube and Twitch to quit my job and just do content full time, like I want to start leaning into that, lean into music more too, because I'll have the time to do it. So I can. And then also it's going to just keep feeding into the content and all that.
Right.
Yep. 100%.
100%. Yeah. And especially having fun with it. I mean, do you collab with people a lot or
like musically or like,
I mean with your videos, like the on the fly videos, is just mostly just you, or is it you and a lot of other people, or
so I try to get whoever I can. I'm always trying to do collabs. If y'all ever want to pull up for a stream, y'all pull up, please.
I'm coming through.
Brandon,
we could freestyle.
Shut up. This guy sucks. Brandon,
damn, like that.
Nah. I just want to hang out. I can't freestyle.
Let's do it for sure. Because so to answer, I do.
Fuck,
collab.
Are we still gonna try to end this episode with the freestyle?
Definitely.
Fuck, let's go.
Let's do it. I'm probably about to be ass too. I always try to collab with people because just like okay, looking at it from like a business perspective, it is like a cheat code. Like my whole audience knows about you now, your whole audience knows about me, but also my YouTube channel, I have a gaming channel too, but my main YouTube channel, it kind of like that's kind of what fuels it, is like just socializing and getting other people there. There's only so much I could do by myself in the house and make good entertaining videos out of it, so I like collabing with people. Shout out Newts and Jose, they're always on my streams. You see them the most in my clips probably, more than anybody else. They're just two of the homies. Newts makes music. And then the homie Jose, he's just like been my boy since high school. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I just have them on just so it'll be more entertaining. And then during the week, it's just me there. But yeah, I'm always trying to collab with people, whether it be music, streams, anything, because we could do anything. You know, like that's what I love about what I do. We're planning a stream right now, actually. I don't know if I talked about this on my stream yet, but fuck it, y'all about to hear about it right now.
All
right. But we're planning something. It's nothing's for sure yet. It's just something we're planning. We're actually gonna have a little meeting about it today. We're planning. So if y'all have seen my streams, I have like a little shitty box that I live in pretty much. It was a little classroom building that got renovated into like a somewhat of a living space.
Okay.
I want to throw a party in there. I want to have that shit packed. Like I want to have like
do that as a stream.
Yeah. And oh, hear me out. I want to have it packed full of people, everybody going crazy, music playing, big party in a little house. I want a mime to pull up out of nowhere and just start doing mime shit. Like, I think it would be so cool.
How much are you willing to pay the mime? Because I'll just be a mime.
I was going to say, the mime's going to have to show up for free. Like, I'm going to have to get one of the homies in a mime suit. If you want a mime.
I'll work for a Little Caesar's pizza.
We'll do it. Hey. Fuck it. Two pizzas, whatever you want. Because I'm like, that would be so lit. Like, everybody so getting hyped up. And
that'd be so, you know, fucking like, fun. I can mime.
Can you mime?
I'll be
I'll
a
get
mime.
The mime fit and everything.
I could do the box. Look at. Here's the fucking.
There's the rope.
Rope right there. Like, I'm in the box again.
I'm in a box.
In the box again. What else is there? What is there?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Oh, washing the windows.
Oh yeah. There you go. Wax on. Wax off.
I was like, that would be so lit for a clip. If like you just see like 10 of us in a room, all just getting hyped up, just like music's playing, and all of a sudden we're like, oh, and like a mime just runs in and just starts like miming around and shit. Like, I thought that would be cool as fuck. So I'm like,
honestly, it's a brilliant idea. But it really is.
Just go around fucking mimicking or mocking people's like body language. Just like,
I want to do like, we all give him something. Like, I'll pull up with like a leaf blower and give it to the mime and he'll start doing it, you know? Like,
pulling out wigs and shit.
Pulling out wigs. There's that one. I want to do an indoor pool party. I have like a big ass kiddie pool.
Nice.
I was showing him earlier. I was like, wait, he's got bitches in here in the fucking pool.
Oh, yeah. The pool, yeah.
That room is, that's your living space.
There's that. And then there's one like adjacent to it that's the same size, but it has a cutout for the bathroom and it has my bed in it. So it feels a lot smaller. And I use it for to store like my lights, my green screen. So it's a storage pretty much. So that that's one room crazy. Is pretty much like where people
it's like
are.
A studio, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Like a studio apartment. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
But where is it you live? Or?
I live in Winchester.
Winchester. So.
Kind of okay. like middle of nowhere.
What's your address? No, I'm just
kidding. Could you give us your social security number?
If there's a mime watching, I might leak the address. If anyone could mime out there.
That's but, crazy.
Yeah, I have so many ideas. I love doing
that,
this shit.
Well, that just shows you, man. I mean, I feel like that's awesome. You're like doing a lot like with, you know, mm-hmm. you're in this limited space. You're just being creative in that way where you're like, you know, kind of coming up with different ways to use the space. I think the fucking party idea is great.
That'd
I think
that's insane.
I can't wait. That, if y'all want to pull up, I'll hit y'all
come
up.
Through.
Yeah, you want to be the mime?
Let me. Hey, honestly, I might be your mime, dude.
Okay, if I can't find another mime, I'll hit you up.
I'm going to have to full blown shave so I do the white,
the
makeup,
white face
right?
paint.
Yeah.
Suspenders. But, I'll get the fit. I'll get the shirt
fucking,
and everything.
I'll fucking do it just because of the joke. And the story,
hell yeah, let's do it.
The story, I was a mime once.
Yeah.
I mean, just
that is a great story.
That is a,
that's
yeah.
a, such a good story.
I bet. Let's do it.
When he's famous and we're still doing this stool podcast at Nick's house, and we're like, I was a mime once for Uncle Basie.
I'll actually hit y'all up. I'm serious.
No, I'm
be expecting
I'm
a text.
I'm there. You let me know. You let
okay,
me know.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
That should be so fun.
But yeah, there's the mime.
The stool podcast will pull up for show.
What else do we have? We wanted to get into some of our controversial shit. Denzel Curry. We did that.
We did that.
Ew, disgusting ads. Yuck, yuck.
Printful. If you want to make super high quality merchandise, t-shirts and stuff like that,
yeah.
Go to printful.com.
Your band needs merch, you know where to get it, huh? printful.com.
All right, you're leaning super Italian now. It's like,
hundreds of different items, mugs, hats, shirts, sweaters, hoodies. Anything you want, you could put your logo on, band designs, you could throw it on pretty much everything. Do stickers, buttons, patches, all of it. You can get it printed and shipped, and you don't have to leave your house or buy any shipping materials.
Easiest way that you could make merchandise or things that you could share with your fan base.
Get all your merch for your band. You can sell it online, and guess what? They do the printing and they do the shipping for you, so you don't have to do shit else.
You literally just have to do the sharing with people. And then they do all the rest of the work for you.
Yes, easy money. You design the stuff, you share it, and Printful takes care of the rest. Also, you can put Printful with Shopify or something like that and work them together.
Now, Johnny, mm-hmm. tell the people how to spell that again.
Printful.com/A/Dunce. PRINTIFUL.com/A/DUNCE.
Pretty good.
Pretty
I'm
good.
Fucking proud of you on that. Woo! One.
I thought I wasn't going to get it.
That's printful.com/A/Dunce.
Dunce.
Do we want to talk about Weezer?
I think that's a fun, Weezer. That's a crazy topic.
That's a crazy.
I didn't look into it a lot.
I didn't look into it enough to know.
I'll look
exactly
into it now if you guys want
to. Oh, go ahead. Read something off, dude, on your phone and I'll pull up pictures.
Just put, you'll see it. When you put Weezer, it'll just say bassist wife or it'll say something like that. Right when you type in Weezer.
Right when you search in Google.
Yep.
Immediately.
Google knows everything.
Weezer.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, look at dude. Bassist already autofilled.
That's what I'm saying. It already.
Bassist wife shot.
We
got it.
We always got to talk
Jesus.
About something
okay.
crazy on the podcast.
I'll go straight into the read. Let's go.
All right, go for it.
All right. God, this feels dark. Okay. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
That's what we do.
Weezer bassist bizarrely promotes Coachella show after his wife was shot by cops.
Uh-huh.
By cops.
That's what I'm telling
and
you.
And charged
crazy
with
story.
Attempted murder.
Uh-huh.
So that's the headline. And now the rest of the story reads as such.
Wait, it's funny because they said that he posted about Coachella. Of course he's going to post about his fucking show still. His wife died, I get it. But he's still going to post about his show. Why wouldn't he? He's got a big show coming
business
up.
Business must go on.
This is like living. Dance Gavin Dance. For me, when Dance Gavin Dance's bassist died, they kept like their tour going. And I'm just like, doesn't that speak volumes about the type of people that are in this fucking band? All right. So anyways, the story.
Well, the bassist was like, before he died, like, don't stop this tour.
yeah,
if you stop this
no,
tour, I'll haunt you.
No, the bassist was dying of an oxycodone overdose and he couldn't say shit. It was more like this, like. And they're like, shit, dude, we need to make this money. We sign on for this tour. Yo, let's fucking keep going.
We got
to
pay for this fool's fucking funeral, so, guys.
The story reads, Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner broke his silence Thursday after his wife was shot by cops.
That's fucking crazy.
And slapped.
Oh, first of all, white lady shot by cops is insane.
And slapped with an attempted murder charge. Slapped with an attempted murder charge.
Oh, she's still alive?
No. I think, maybe she is still alive.
Or maybe she's alive.
She was shot by the cops, but
it didn't say she died.
She was slapped.
I thought she died.
Yeah, is she going to Coachella? Because that would be a sick ass cameo right there.
She's on stage.
She's gonna have cop escorts. With her.
I hope she's alive.
Bizarrely, using the opportunity to promote his band's upcoming Coachella show this weekend, Trenner's gun-toting wife.
Hold up. Let me get this straight from this headline. From this fucking whoever this is from. This is why the media sucks.
New York Post
sucks because they're like, yo, he's using this as an advantage
are obviously making a narrative that makes it sound shitty.
It's Weezer, guys. They don't need a narrative need a reason to try to get people to go to Coachella.
He's doing his job still. No. Okay, my wife got shot. There's drama that happened in my life.
Yeah.
But guess what? If I don't do my job, I don't make money to get rid of my fucking crazy wife that got shot by the cops.
But also what I'm saying is, it's Coachella, one of the biggest shows in America.
Right.
Also one of the biggest bands in the world. He doesn't need something to promote his show. It's going to be promoted regardless. So they're stupid for saying that, but go ahead.
I don't agree with that.
What do you mean?
I don't agree with the idea that it's just going to be promoted.
It's going to be. It's Coachella. You don't even have to promote it.
I think every individual in every band needs to promote their shit.
Oh, no. I think so, too. But I'm saying...
Brandon fucking got me on that one.
Is there something I don't know about here?
Okay, so I'm going to... I continue. Okay.
Okay, go on.
Schreiner's gun-toting wife. This is New York.
Gun-toting wife.
That's fucking wild.
That's New York
that
wild.
Is a wild for that one.
Schreiner's gun-toting wife, Jillian Schreiner, age 51, was shot and wounded, so not killed, outside of their Los Angeles home Wednesday afternoon after she allegedly became caught up in an unrelated Hollywood-style manhunt. What the fuck is a Hollywood-style manhunt?
What the fuck is that?
She OJ'd. So basically...
She's 51, too. I don't know if we just skimmed past that. What are you doing at 51?
Yeah, you should just be locked up. Just lock her up, dude. Get rid of her.
You tell me the cops couldn't
Jillian
catch her?
Jillian Schreiner completely OJ'd a whole situation in Hollywood. No, I personally... That's crazy.
That is crazy.
To me, the story reads as this. Rich guy, because he's in a band, has fucking trophy wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously crazy bitch.
Insane, yeah.
Crazy bitch goes over the edge, goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Does something probably super dramatic that's not reported in the story. It doesn't say what she actually did.
Mm-hmm.
Let me re-paraphrase this.
I just think 51 is too old for a manhunt. Is there any age that's right for a manhunt? I'm just saying, you're going on manhunts at 51.
Okay, so
she's got a high from the cops. She was attempted murder. What did she do though?
The phrasing of allegedly became caught up in an unrelated Hollywood-style police manhunt.
Hollywood-style.
Break
crazy,
that sentence
dude.
Down for 10 fucking seconds. That's crazy. Allegedly became caught up in an unrelated Hollywood-style manhunt. Is nuts. It's so tactfully indescriptive of what actually went down. Like, what happened? What the fuck did she do?
No, they're saying, whatever you see in the movies, that's what happened. She went on a fucking, she had a shootout. She went driving down the fucking road on the freeway.
You ever see the movie where Joe Pesci comes out of the fucking theater and he he shoots up the cops and then shoot him back up. That's kind of what happened. But not really. But not really. It was Hollywood style.
Skirts off, bumping Weezer. What the fuck? She's driving away.
Crazy.
That is crazy. Insane,
I mean, we'll probably get more details on it's honestly very unique to this. There was another story. I mean, this is actually not even funny. To me, it actually bums me out. But when Trevor Moore died, I don't know, Mike, I know you know why this kid's, you know, right?
But yeah, he did die.
Yeah, when he died, I mean, I finally eventually.
Such a great show.
That's brilliant.
That was
dude.
A
brilliant
hilarious
humor.
Show.
You ever seen that?
Mm-mm. What is it called?
Why Does Kids You Know?
No.
Hilarious.
If you like sketch comedy, there's definitely a sketch in there for you.
Okay.
But
it's like Dave Chappelle, but white.
The Grapist one of my favorites, dude.
What? It's a great. It's a Grapist. But for me, I think my best one.
The Abraham Lincoln?
Either Abraham Lincoln or Happier With Your Mouth Open. It's crazy.
There's so much good sketches on
anyways,
that shit, dude.
To bring it back around.
Reminiscent of Tom Green.
What is it?
That show's kind of like Tom Green.
Yeah,
Tom Green show.
Tom Green was so funny back in the day, dude.
But, I mean, that was like this posthumous thing. Like, oh, he tragically died or whatever. Basically, he got drunk and fell off his balcony.
Yeah.
Trevor Moore. And, you know, it's like, it's one of those things where they're not like giving you the details. And in a year and a half, 2 years, we're going to get the details and we're going to find out
what she did.
Yeah, what she did.
She had a shoot off. I know that.
Hollywood style.
She was waving something that looked like a gun. And because she was probably a white female, they could not report that the cops shot her for having a gun. You know,
shoot her leg. Yeah. Put her down real quick.
That's crazy. That to me, like I said, I'll read it one more time.
I literally just that's seen crazy it, and I was like, "Oh crazy. Yeah, I have to bring that." I meant to look into it, so I knew more information.
Allegedly
but
became caught up. Dude, all of the adjectives that take place in this sentence, like literally, lead the sentence into more like non-continuity. Uh-huh. It's crazy how this sentence works.
That's allegedly, just the tabloids, that's why.
Right off the top, allegedly. You're starting with that. Became caught up in that phrasing.
She might have.
Might have been entangled in an unrelated. So unrelated to fucking what? Hollywood style is nuts. Hollywood style is nuts. Like
I don't know what that means. Like, does Hollywood have a lot of manhunts or what?
There's so many different things.
Police manhunt in her neighborhood.
So it could be
that's crazy.
We're talking about it could that's be if it's Hollywood man.
She got shot because of unrelated reasons.
We're talking manhunt in Hollywood. We're talking about Joker.
That's nuts.
We're talking
that's
about the
nuts.
Joker. We're talking about Con Air. We're talking about, you know what I mean? Like there's
the Punisher.
So many different manhunts. The so many
you
different
ever
kinds.
Seen a little movie called Highlander? All right.
There's so many different manhunts, dog. You can't boil it
holy
down to one.
Holy shit, dude.
The
we got some Italian job
one.
Shit going on. All right, let's move on.
That's so funny,
let's move
dude.
On.
That's so
oh,
dumb.
Oh, man. I mean, that's... you got anything else, Johnny, for that one?
No. I just thought it was funny when I seen it. I was like, what?
That was
what
crazy.
The fuck? I thought
that
she died. Crazy. So it's actually funny now that she didn't die. Now it's funny.
It's funny that she got shot. Yeah, she didn't die.
She didn't die. We know... It's funny. We can laugh.
Yeah,
laugh
at it now.
Honestly, we don't have a lot of moments like this. We mostly
usually
laugh at stuff that's really inopportune, and then we're like, oh shit, we look like
that's
assholes.
That's true, yeah. To be honest, she might be dead, though. They sound like they don't even know what's going on. So, like, she could be dead right now. We wouldn't know.
They don't even know.
2 hours from now, yeah. The New York Reporter reports she is.
We don't know
away.
Shit. They don't know shit.
She might have died in a Hollywood-style tragedy. We don't know, though. Mm-hmm. Like,
Hollywood-style tragedy is my new favorite thing. I think I'm going to name my next record Hollywood style tragedy.
Yeah. Hollywood style manhunt.
Hollywood style manhunt.
All right. Brandon, you got more music this week or?
Oh, man. I still been listening to Ginger.
Oh, Ginger.
Yeah. He's stuck on Ginger.
We're not going to keep on sucking Ginger's dick. She's been on the podcast 1,000 times.
I'll suck
They're
her
doing
dick,
great.
Dude.
They're doing great.
I'll suck her dick any day.
Oh, no. Eugen Blackrock came out.
Oh, Eugen Blackrock
she
is
came
sick.
Out with a new song with the MC named Kambada.
Oh, Kambada. I like that. That my okay. Mix that definitely not going to be able hard. To be able to spell Eugen
Blackrock. Spell it for us, Brendan.
Y-U-G.
I already lost on the first letter. I was going straight U-G-O-N.
You going for Eugene?
Yeah.
Yo, you getting BlackRock sick.
You getting BlackRock.
This guy, yeah, I mean, Brandon showed me Eugen a while ago, and
that's not the track, but it's a cool track too. Sick. This is her.
She's dope.
This track came out with Ciroc. And
she's kind of cute too. Like I would,
honey.
She wouldn't like me saying that because she's kind of like conscious and shit. But I don't care. She's hot. I don't give a shit.
She's the best lyricist around.
One of the best lyricists right now. Yeah, she's fucking dope. Decoding memory
subatomic, tracing trajectory. I dig it.
She kind of has that Baja Madea sound.
Baja Madea?
I don't know what that is.
If you don't know, you don't know real hip hop.
Baja Madea? Known to separate from herd. Black dot, hold my forbearance like a golden urn. Blaze when my anger burns, I blink in dimensions merge. At the center while the multiverse turns, worlds like sand grains in a desert.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig it. It's good stuff. With music like this, I have to sit and like listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, I was telling I was talking to another homie about this in another part. I think it was here. I was like, I have to chill out and like working on my
engulf into it.
Working on my paintings, mm-hmm. reading. I just read some esoteric shit. Have my candles lit.
There's definitely music that's mostly like it's mostly visceral and like you have to like take it in a specific way.
Yeah.
I definitely have music like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was gonna say this just sounds like it would hit on the second listen. Once you hear everything again and you're like, oh shit.
You listen to it when your friend shows it to you and actually are alone and you listen to it, you're like,
that's I'm literally gonna listen to this on the way home and shit.
Yeah,
but no, like the thing with like for me with hip hop, I'm such an instrumentalist that I go for the instruments and the beat first and then I have to listen back for the lyrics and like I'm kind of mostly listening for sound first when it comes to hip hop. I've been like that since fucking the beginning. I'm like, oh, the beat.
I think that's most
the beat's
listeners.
Dope. This is dope. This is dope.
Yeah. That's how you catch a listener.
Right. And then, because it gets me first and then I listen to it later. I'm like, okay, let me listen to what they're saying. Like,
I really like her aesthetic because she gives me the feeling of the.
I love her style, dude.
It gives me the feeling of the trip hop stuff. I listen to like Portishead and stuff like that.
And she kind of has this like vocal style where she's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm dope. Like, that's what I like about her because she has, like, this, like, raspiness. That's why I said Baja Madea. Mm-hmm. Do you know Baja Madea?
Yeah,
you're the only one.
Madea,
none of these motherfuckers know
who
that
is.
That's old school shit.
But that's old school shit. But that style where she's, like, she has, like, swag to her voice and, like, just, the, like, kind of gangster, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I like about Eugen a lot. I highly dig her shit because, because Brandon showed me that shit.
My favorite lyricist up there. She's on the Black Panther soundtrack, too.
Yeah, with Kendrick.
I think we talked about that before too. Yeah,
dude, that album is so fucking underrated.
That's a good soundtrack.
The Black Panther soundtrack.
It's probably
the best part of that movie.
I have never seen the movie.
So I just watched the movie, and am I tripping or are none of those songs in the movie?
I'm sitting there
waiting for Kendrick to pop up. I'm like, what the fuck?
So to speak to your point, there was this pocket of time. I think they're kind of switching it now because you're seeing movies. Implement the music more actively in the actual film.
Yeah.
But there was this pocket of time where you would have people making music for a soundtrack that it never was in the film.
Yeah.
It's just part of the promotional material.
I'll explain it. Go ahead.
The Spawn soundtrack, bro.
A great soundtrack.
Oh my god. I still can't believe that shit exists, dude. Like,
dude, you know, one of my favorite soundtracks too was
Judgment Night.
Queen of the Damned.
Queen of the Damned also too.
Dude, that type of soundtrack was everybody coming together to make a soundtrack for that movie. We're gonna make music for this movie. You know, like that was a little different.
That's why those soundtracks were so great, dude. And so, we don't get that kind of content with music and movies.
Dude, I still think, and I mean, I love stuff by like Howard Shore and John Williams. I love all kinds of soundtrack music.
John Williams,
but dude. I still think to this day, my favorite soundtrack is the Judgment Night soundtrack.
That's a
good
soundtrack.
Have you ever listened to the Judgment Night soundtrack?
No.
It's so good. You got fucking Cypress Hill.
Oh, okay.
Dude, you have fucking, God damn it. Damn it. What's the guy who they did Jump Around too? What is his name?
House of Pain.
House of Pain.
House of Pain.
Fuck. Yep. This is why I don't like getting drunk.
That's why we need a black guy.
But yeah.
That's why we need a black guy on the podcast.
So it's your fault.
Yeah, no, yeah, you have all these fucking good like rap artists and stuff, and they make this fucking awesome soundtrack that literally in the movie, if you watch the movie, all the songs mm-hmm. are continuity.
They're in there,
like,
yeah.
In there. Mm-hmm. And you're yeah. like, oh,
so,
shit.
That so helped. This is the difference between then and now when it comes to soundtracks. So yeah, you probably watched the mm-hmm. movie and didn't see them or didn't notice. But what they do, and this is a big thing, if you're trying to get into like movies and film or film and like video games and TV shows and all that shit, you have to have your stems of all your music to send to the engineers for the film, whatever, the TV show, and they will pick it apart. So you might not notice it, but if you really listen, the beat might be in the background
yeah.
or the drum and then this instrument might be in the background
because so they won't use,
I was gonna say,
won't
the,
use
whole
the
track
song
that,
as it is. They'll
use
pick apart
that Kendrick.
Exactly.
That Kendrick track was all through the movie.
It was
when they're whooping ass with
yep.
the fucking those.
But you just don't
notice
the
guards because, whooping ass. It'll play that yep. Kendrick beat.
Oh. But they won't put Kendrick's voice in it. But technically, the song that they use was that song. But
okay,
they just pick
crazy.
It apart. That's
yeah,
how
that's
it works
crazy.
Now.
Yeah, I've been
that's
going
crazy.
Through a little.
But guess what? You still get royalties for the whole thing.
You do.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I noticed because I've been going through a little Marvel phase lately because mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm a big ass Star Wars nerd and I yep. love yep. Star Wars
Me
and shit
too,
and
bro.
Never been into Marvel shit. And then someone like, you know, we've been talking about it on stream and I'm like, I gotta watch these movies. So I started watching them and I'm fucking with them so far. I heard yeah. they kind of got ass,
what,
but
what,
so
what,
far.
What started you off in
yeah, which
Marvel?
Ones did you watch?
You
had to start with Iron Man, right?
So like 4 years ago, I did. I watched like Iron Man, second
great.
Iron Man, the first Avengers,
movie.
And then like
great
the first
movies.
Thor or something. And then just haven't watched it since. And then when I came back, I started with Civil War. That was like
oh,
6 months
dude,
ago.
I mean,
Civil War is so
oh,
good
oh,
though.
I still movies. Say this to this day, and maybe Brandon will agree or disagree with me on this, but if you're a Marvel fan, not a Marvel fan, never seen the films, don't read the comics, don't care or give a shit about any of this story. If you watch Civil War and Endgame parts 1 and 2.
Yeah.
If you watch those three movies, really all you need.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. really all you
too.
Need.
They're really good.
It's like, really all you need.
That Black Panther was one of my favorites, probably too.
Black Panther was slapping. It goes
yeah.
with Civil War. It feels like one movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Real dope.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how fucking getting sync licenses works.
I got Star Wars
questions for you
now.
I don't mean to be the,
yeah?
the relegator
I got Star
here,
Wars
but Mick, where
now.
We at on time?
Got you.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
105.
Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, sweet.
Revenge of the Sith.
It has to be, yeah.
That's a good one.
Which
that's
one?
A good one.
Revenge of the Sith?
Has to be.
What,
that's a good
is
one.
It because the final moments? Is that the final battle? Or
honestly, that final battle was like my shit as a kid.
Yeah.
To me, I think I probably relate in the same way with Phantom Menace. The final.
I love Phantom Menace, dude.
The final battle of Phantom Menace is hard for me.
That
dude.
Last, I mean, I could just watch that on repeat, dude. That
thing,
last
the
battle.
The thing about Revenge
when,
of the Sith.
When Obi-Wan finally fucking.
Yeah.
Ooh, bro.
With Revenge of the Sith,
boom,
I was like, I've never seen like a fight scene this long that didn't feel dragged out. Like it yeah. needed to be that long.
Yeah,
it was cool,
was
you know?
Hard,
like, it was good the whole time.
But it's freaking.
Don't do it, Anakin.
Yeah.
I have
yeah.
the higher ground.
Yeah.
It's Darth Vader becoming Darth Vader. It's
right.
fucking
no,
amazing.
It's a fucking
no, for real. It's
that is good.
It was
epic
my,
shit.
My favorite mm-hmm. movie for a long time. Because I was never too into movies at all until like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
I did school to see that movie.
Really?
It was senior year.
Yeah.
I have a very funny story if you guys want to hear it about sure. me watching Revenge of the Sith. Okay, so this is actually something I've never shared this.
You a hand job?
I've always wanted to share this story, like if I ever did stand up or something. But okay. So when Revenge of the Sith came out, I was already used to we would go see the Star Wars movies and the Lord of the Rings movies and the Harry yeah. Potters as a big family.
Yep, yep.
And this was like the first one, like my family was like not like down. No, nobody mm-hmm. was like made a big deal out of it. I was like, I'm gonna go fucking see this movie.
This like
I rode my bike to the Victoria Gardens, which wasn't far from my house. It wasn't too far.
That's not too far from here.
I saved up money to make sure I had Sparrow's pizza money to take Sparrow's
yeah,
in
yeah.
myself.
Yeah.
And I had this very elaborate plan where I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to take a big old Ziploc bag, like the freezer Ziplocs, and I'm going to put it in these fucking baggy pants.
Yeah, yeah.
These baggy shorts. And so I took a slice of Sparrow's pizza. I put it in a fucking Ziploc bag. And I was like, I'm sneaking this shit to the theater. I'm killing it. Everything's going great. And then I was going to get an icy still at the counter.
Got to get the blue thunder.
Blue lightning. The blue icy, the blue raspberry icy, that's the one you want to get.
I call it blue lightning.
Who's your favorite character in Star Wars?
He's telling a story, dog.
I thought he was done with the blue lightning story.
I don't know what happened to the pizza.
We're barely at the very tip of the iceberg here.
I don't know about the guests. I'm waiting in line for my icy.
It's a good question, though, Brandon.
Yeah, I like that.
I have these big, think of the time, guys. Think of the time period. Right. All right. This is not now. This is like 2006.
Yeah.
So I have these big old cargo shorts, like huge cargo shorts with a pocket stuffed full of pizza.
Motherfucker's got Janko jeans and shit on.
Basically, with a pocket stuffed full of pizza.
One slice or?
It was actually two slices okay. I put. I fucking
sandwich. Okay, got you.
There you go.
All right. So they're in this fucking Ziploc bag. I think I'm fucking chill. I'm standing there and I look over to my left. I'm waiting in the line at the concessions. All right. I'm about to get this icy. I'm about to go sit down. I'm waiting in the line. I look over to my left or to my right. And this little girl is like staring at me. I'm like, wait, what is she staring at me? I look down. The pizza straight up like leaked out of the bag. The sauce, the cheese. It leaked out of the bag. Through the hole in my pocket, onto the fucking floor of the movie theater lounge. It's right there. It's just fucking cheese leaking from my pants. Wow. This little girl, the only fucking person, because I had a hole in my pants that I didn't realize I'd had. And this little girl is like looking at me like, what is happening right now? Yeah. This guy's like bleeding cheese and pasta sauce. And I look at her, I immediately just go to the theater. I just go to the movies. Into the movie. I'm like, all right, I'm running away from this situation. I go right into the theater, go right into my seat. I sit down. I eat pizza without cheese or sauce. I eat just basically pizza crust.
Some bread.
No icy. I didn't wait for my fucking icy. I fucking dipped out of the situation. But yeah, this might be one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me. But that was my experience watching Revenge of the Sith. And it was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I loved the movie.
Overall, pretty good day.
I'll never forget that, though. I'll never forget the look on the little girl's face. I'll never forget thinking about the staff being like, why is there cheese and sauce in the middle of the fucking
way?
So I treat that shit like a sport, just packing as many food as we can. Yeah. Everybody taking shit, everybody packing stuff everywhere. Yeah, it's like a sport.
Snuck in candy, and you know. But I tried to go. I flew too close to the sun.
Two pizzas.
You were doing too much.
The thing that's funny is like I was like I did genuinely think. All right, cool. The Ziploc, it has to be at the top.
How the fuck did it open?
The thing is, in my pants, as I walked, it like twisted in the pocket. And the Ziploc turned upside down. So when I pulled it out of my pants, it was fully upside down. And it was leaking through the open part. I thought I had thought it out so well. You really do think you're thinking it out to the best of your ability,
yeah.
And it still doesn't go the distance.
The thing is, you could have probably easily just fucking walked in with it. They wouldn't have cared.
They wouldn't have given me shit about it.
One pizza slice or two.
It was like honestly like a Tuesday afternoon. It wasn't a sold out show. They're like, just get in there, guy.
It's at the mall, so they you're eating. Yeah. Come on, you're trying. You're doing way too much things at once.
But no, I got the story out of it, so worth it.
That's worth it.
All led up to this.
I just picture a little girl looking at you.
What's your biggest like snuck in food to the movies?
I don't know about a movie theater, but we went to Six Flags one time. And we're like, all right, we're about to take in hella chicken sandwiches. So we go. It was me.
From where? That's important.
Jack in the Box.
It's important.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. They're good. Especially if you're broke, they're good. Spicy chicken, the cheap ones. Uh-huh.
Yep.
So we went, right? And then it was me, the homie, and we had these two girls with us. And we got like, I think like 10 Tortas. Or like 12. Or so. No.
This was before my phase.
These were just tacos.
This is before
the torta phase.
So tacos. But yeah, we pull up and we're like, you know what? Let's eat real quick. So we're eating in the car and we had like two chicken sandwiches left. And we're like, well, we're not going to waste these chicken sandwiches. We're about to go in. Like, I'm always hungry. You feel me? I'll be hungry in another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So we ate all we could. We had two left. And one of the homegirls wasn't too, like, she didn't have too much motion going on up top, right? So we put one chicken sandwich on each side of the bra.
I saw immediately where you're going.
And we got in. It was cool.
Yes!
They were cold. They were cold when I ate them. And they were kind of flat, like, but it was good, you know? A chicken sandwich is a chicken sandwich, you know?
Yes!
Cold, fuck, flat, tastes yes. like titties, but it's okay.
Fuck, yes. Honestly, you just got me into Disneyland with two chicken sandwiches the next time I go. That's what's happening.
It's
the next
easier. Time I go. You know? Like, I got a lot more hiding spots.
The episode name too, Titty Chicken Sandwich.
Titty Chicken Sandwich, yeah.
Two titty
chicken breast.
Chicken breast.
Chicken breast.
We got like to come up with a pun.
We got to get it.
Chicken breast.
All right, I think the Snapchat. We're about rap time, no?
I think. I don't know. You
I
have
think
to leave?
We're close. I am on a tight...
Favorite Star Wars character really quick.
Go for it.
Oh, shit.
Favorite Star Wars character.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
First one that comes to mind is just like Darth Maul.
Woo!
I love
Darth Maul. I mean, who doesn't like Darth Maul?
He looks cool.
Especially
he was
like,
perfection.
After watching like the Clone Wars and shit, I was never... So I'm not a reader at all. Like, I've never read the comics, but I used to work like far and get off at like 4 a.m. and my long drives back. I would listen to people reading the comics. Only comic books I'd ever gotten into were Star Wars ones, just as I would listen to like the audio versions.
Mm.
I was like, damn, like Darth Maul is sick as hell. Like he was like, they cooked when they were making him.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just the whole thing of like towards the end of the Clone Wars probably.
When it hit for me, Phantom Menace, him.
I love Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
It's what basically kicked off my goth phase. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's basically like, oh, Darth Maul's a character? I'm dark.
I'm evil.
I might be on the darks.
They just did a
I think Revan too. The whole story with Revan.
Revan was hard cool. too in the audiobooks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you do the Darth Plagueis?
Darth Plague. Listen to any of those ones.
Those are dope, dude.
I'm a low key fan of Cassian Andor. I think he's actually a very cool character. Mm-hmm. He's
really
a dynamic character.
I haven't got to the Andor, dude. I'm not gonna
lie. Mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe this. I want to see what you think about this. But Rogue One is probably my favorite movie of the last 10 years.
Great movie.
It's one of my favorite movies. Yeah.
It's my favorite Star Wars movie of the last
Since
10,
Disney.
15 years.
Yes, it has for me too. Actually, as you pointed
out.
Yeah, I mean
that movie really captures something special.
But I think The Force Awakens was good. It just didn't go any better after that.
Force Awakens was good.
It was
and
good,
honestly,
it was good introduction to the characters.
People don't like the Rise of Skywalker a lot.
Why?
But I kinda like it, man.
You're gay.
That was the like last it. One, ninth.
That the very last
I can't
one,
get with
yeah.
you on that.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can't.
See, I got mixed feelings about it.
Talk to me about the reasons you don't like it, because I'll watch it again with that scope.
For one, they could have brought Darth Sidious back in a lot of cool. Because, like, in the comics, you know, Darth Sidious is possibly the cause of Anakin's born.
I'm already, I'm already pissed. I do come into that movie already pissed that they fucking ruined a great character. They fucking got rid of,
They ruined Luke Skywalker. But yeah, they got rid of Plagueis. And
that pissed me off so much, dude. Just, like, make him the final bad guy. What the fuck? Why did you do that?
He didn't need to come back, to be honest with you. I like him just kind of just dying in the reactor core in the heir to Empire. I know he comes back and he makes clones and stuff like that. That's cool too. But they didn't go into that really. The last conclusion of the trilogy.
They
took all the meaning out of Anakin being the chosen one.
Yeah.
Like, what was that for?
Exactly.
Like, what,
right. Yeah. No, there's a new chosen one.
Yeah.
And then possibly in the books and stuff, possibly Sidious is possibly the cause of Anakin born. Like, he influences his birth.
And they just retconned all of that?
Yeah.
Dude, this is the thing. Like, Force Awakens, with Kylo Ren, they made him like, he's like Vader, right? He's super fucking strong, but he's unhinged because he's like a teenager. He doesn't, he didn't go through the same thing.
Yeah, he didn't train his
dark. I like that because he was like filled with anxiety. He didn't know how to control the power. Mm-hmm. It was kind of dope, like, to see that character.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was a little bitch, kind of. But they fucked up by not making him and Rey have like a love connection.
You wanted
no,
them.
It no. was going there.
You wanted to see
it. It would have been the best.
No, it would have been the best.
They fucked up.
They kissed at the end.
Can I say this?
No, but they fucked up because they didn't make it happen. They fucked with it a little bit. Ray, that would have made the next two movies better.
Ray and Finn should have been a thing, and Finn should have been a Jedi.
Finn should have been a thing in general.
Finn
should have been anything more than what he was.
Finn was literally what they wanted.
Don't leave me hanging like a Nazi.
Finn was what people literally they were charging Finn up to be like the new Luke.
He was so
supposed
tight.
To be the new Luke. That's another problem. What they did with Luke
was fucking horseshit.
They destroyed his character altogether.
They killed it.
He
it
went from
sucked,
a hopeful
dude.
like the Force could do anything to he gives up on the Force and gives up on everything.
I blame that on the limitations of Hollywood.
They try to make him funny and shit like Yoda. I'm like,
I blame that on the limitations of Hollywood. I blame that on the fact that literally we have a 60-plus-year-old actor that we're trying to fucking milk some more money out of to get our franchise off the ground. And that we have to write around that.
They fucked up.
And that's literally why they did it the way they did.
They fucked up.
An ideal story would have had Luke coming back being a fucking complete fucking badass.
Yep.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's
like
what we all want.
Even as he's old.
That he comes, he fucks Jedi. Up all that shit. And they kind of did it. With the scene where he comes and he hyperimposes himself, you know, and
disappears like a bitch.
Fire everything or whatever. But it's him just, you know, kind of across the galaxy, kind of projecting his visage or whatever. So it's like we did kind of get this moment where like, oh yeah, Luke was fucking badass. But they had to write around the fact that this 60-year-old actor can't fucking do backflips and lightsaber battles and so they had to write around. That's why we
got it.
Yeah,
but Yoda did it.
Yeah, Count Dooku.
Because he was a fucking computer.
Yoda did it.
He was a computer puppet.
Yeah, when Count Dooku was out there. Like,
that was a sick-ass fight, though, with Yoda and Count Dooku.
He's fucking doing flips and shit.
I saw Count Dooku doing it, like, just the raw footage, and there's nothing there, and he's just, like, slicing the shit out of the air. That's crazy.
What's the actor's name against the tip of my tongue?
Christopher...
Oh, he's already on the right track.
Lee.
Yes.
Lee. Oh, I never know actors.
Nailed
name.
It.
Okay.
Fucking nailed
that's
it.
Right.
Fucking nailed it.
I feel like, less of a Lord of the Rings fan.
Send it to my mom.
I got trivia on
Lord. He was
right
in Lord of the Rings, bro. And
he was,
He was
and Saruman.
I mean,
Sauron?
That pocket of time. Nailed it.
Yeah, that was
tight in that movie.
He was tight in that movie,
fuck
dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He was fucking tight.
But yeah, I'll still have a good time watching Rise of Skywalker. I still have a good time watching it. I just need something to pump.
It's not Star
Wars.
Star Wars
is
done. They're done now, man. It's all about Invincible.
You see Qui-Gon's coming back too now. You see Qui-Gon's coming back now too in the new Obi-Wan season.
I saw
I'm okay with that. I'm okay
so
with
there's
that.
A new Obi-Wan.
No, the Obi-Wan season was fucking pretty sick, dude. A young Vader.
I think it's overhated for sure.
Young Vader was fucking
Obi-Wan season
dope.
One was awesome.
When he fought the Inquisitor at the end and didn't kill her?
Yeah.
When he stabbed her.
F plus, bro.
Look at this guy.
I'm a dark side fan, man. You do not leave any other Sith people alive. You kill them.
That's true.
But
you
on
do
your
kill
side,
them.
You're done.
You kill them, yeah. But where they fucked up is not letting J.J. Abrams continue after Force Awakens. They fucked up. It was Disney that fucked up.
Ryan something.
That guy, he literally wrote one good movie in his whole fucking lifetime.
And then they gave him
fucking Star Wars. Yeah. And he didn't even write a good movie.
I'll tell you this right now. Maybe this is a hot take. And it's honestly the only hot take I really have on Star Wars. I'm very lukewarm on Star Wars. I don't really have a lot of... like passion.
I get it. Lukewarm.
That's fun, guys. But I'm kind of. I don't really care. I don't have a lot of investment. But the one argument I have for Star Wars is that I'm pissed off still to this day that Liam Neeson hasn't come out with an alcohol beverage called Qui-Gon Jinn. I mean, come on! What the fuck is happening?
So many opportunities.
It's right there!
Do it!
It's right there!
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
I would drink it.
I would drink it.
Everybody
would
buy at least one bottle, yeah.
You would be having a shot of Qui-Gon Jinn right now.
That's true.
Liam Neeson, this is my call to you. Qui-Gon Jinn.
Make it happen.
Make it happen. All right, guys. I think that's it.
That's good. Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's hit us with your plugs, Uncle Basie.
Basie, look at this right camera. Fucking give them your plugs. Tell them where to find you, what you do, all that good shit.
I'm live on Twitch and YouTube every weeknight at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Twitch and YouTube are both Uncle Basie, all one word. It's Uncle, B-A-S-S-Y. On Spotify, Apple Music, every streaming platform, same thing, Uncle Basie. Just watch the videos, watch the streams. I'd appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
I'm doing some crazy shit. I got an album on the way.
Tags like Instagram, Facebook, stuff like that?
Instagram is Uncle Basie Live. TikTok, Uncle Basie, same thing. Everything's just Uncle Basie, except Instagram, Uncle Basie Live.
Perfect.
Got an album on the way. We got a mime showing up. He might be the mime. Party streams, indoor pool party. Mime. I got a homeboy that has a goat. We're going to bring the goat into the pad.
Hell yeah.
We're doing a bunch of crazy shit.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Tune into these Uncle Twitch Basie streams, guys. When do you Twitch? Every day?
Every weekday besides Tuesdays, because I'm still working my other job on Tuesdays. Hopefully that changes soon, though.
Oh, it's
every weekday
change.
Besides Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Monday.
Hell yeah.
Wednesday
Thursday, and Friday.
Let's go. Brandon.
www.brandonwizardart.com. Look me up. Oh, I'm right here, too.
Yeah, you're right there, too.
Look me up. Brandon was.
I've been trying to find that camera the whole time.
I got a comic book coming out.
Where is it?
It's right there above his head. You see it?
Yeah, that's the one watching us.
That's the one watching. Yeah. No, yours is right here.
Oh, yeah. No, there's two. Okay, yeah, I see it. How did I not put that? Okay, yeah. Okay,
all
right.
We all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny,
we out here.
Hey, you can find me on IG, Johnny Savage. JONNYSAVAG without the E and without the H and Johnny. Look for the Dunce right here on IG and on YouTube. The Dunce, pretty much easy. THEEDUNCE. Also, look for my band, DNG Heavy on IG. So DNG Heavy.
Stands for Do Not Gay.
No, it actually stands for Dicks and Gays. So,
Dixon guys,
that's what it stands for. Find us on IG, on YouTube, everything is just DNG Heavy. Also me, JONNYSAVAG on everything. Also The Dunce and The Stool Podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe. All right, guys. Appreciate it.
May the force be with you.
I would suggest throwing out that the Stool Instagram also.
Yeah.
It's an individual Instagram now.
The Stool Podcast on Instagram. THEE STOOLPODCAST. I know how to spell.
He knows how to spell.
I'll put the link right here.
Literally, if you just put in THEE and then Stool, then you'll find it.
You'll find it.
You'll find it.
Yeah, easy money.
I guess I'll take it from there. We're looking at Ranthony on Instagram. Just look Ranthony John. Very easy to find. Check out my new band. It's Witch the Band on Instagram, but that's double V's. No W. Witch the Band with double V's.
Vitch. If you just shave the sides of your mustache, it'll work perfect.
Shut up. And then also keep on following my tension stuff. I actually have some more stuff coming there.
Oh, we didn't listen to the song.
Oh, we didn't get to Lemonade.
Damn it.
Hey, close out on Lemonade. You want to close out on Lemonade?
It's already pulled up there, Nick.
Yeah, just play it.
Play it right now.
Play it. I don't hate that. So this is my song that I just dropped. It's called Lemonade. That's some tension stuff I have for you. Dead Widow is coming out with a record at the end of this year, so it's long off, but we've been writing, so that's another thing I've been working on. And if you want to follow Nerdworthy, go follow that. I'll be sharing some new stuff there as well. Mick, take us out.
This has been the Stool Podcast. I am Mick Shardamas. You can find me on Instagram at Mick Shardamas and on TikTok at Mick Shardamas. Go ahead and check us out on those platforms for The Dunce. The Stool Podcast has broken off in its own page now. So go ahead and give that a like and follow. And appreciate you guys for watching The Stool Podcast. Go ahead and make sure you hit that like, subscribe button, and hit that bell notification icon. Right here. Go ahead. Exactly. Go ahead and do that for us and talk shit to us. You know, tell us something that
we only respond to negative comments.
So, with that said, thanks for watching The Stool Podcast.